Hot, sane, single. I've been dating, fucking, and otherwise dealing with women as an adult for 16 plus years now. And for the most part, I found one rule about them to be depressingly true. Hot, sane, single. Pick two. Of course there are exceptions. All those amazing married women obviously had to be single at some point. Unfortunately, hot, sane women stay on the shelf for about as long as a new iPhone on release day. Of all the various permutations from that list, I seem to attract the hot, single, and not sane ones the most. Actually, I shouldn't say I attract them more. It's just they're the type I'm most enthusiastic about fucking because, you know, they're hot. Yes, it would probably be better to go with a sane single and not hot, but I'm a guy. We're all visual creatures. Like all guys, I want to fuck the hottest girls I can. You know, unless of course it's a one-off thing and no one's going to see me with her, then whatever feels good in the dark works too. Plus, I used to think the hot, single, crazy girl was awesome. Her unpredictability, her spontaneity, her promiscuity all appealed to me. I mean, who doesn't want to be with that hot girl who's totally into you, always wants to get drunk and party, and loves blowing you in the bar bathroom? She can be really fun in the beginning, and the ride on that crazy train can, for a while, be a blast. But what you don't see at the beginning is what becomes unbearable in the end. The codependency, the intense emotional traumas that replay themselves over and over in her life, the irrational mood swings, the dangerous self-destructiveness, the wanton whorishness, it all eventually catches up to you. And when you have to pay the price for it, the fun stuff doesn't seem that fun anymore. For me, the trips to hot, crazy land have gotten to be too expensive. What follows are a few of the funnier stories from some of the nuttier girls I have dealt with. Now mind you, these are not the stories of the absolute craziest. I have several in my past that are really seriously fucked in the head. Like the girl who tried to move into my apartment when I was at the gym. Or the Canadian sisters who went to jail for killing their mother. You know, etc. I'm not talking about these types for three reasons. One, some of them are legit crazy. I'm talking about like schizophrenia or other brain disorders. If someone has a genuine biological, neurological disability, not cool to shit on her for it. I mean, if you're a bitch or you're fat or you're a lazy shithead, that's your fault. Your decisions have led to that result and you can change that if you want to. But if you have a genuine issue with your brain chemistry, that makes you crazy, it's not really a choice. I have no desire to hurt or humiliate people for things they didn't choose and can't change. Two, they might stab me. Crazy people do crazy things. I have zero desire to spend the rest of my life looking over my shoulder, wondering when the girl who flew me to Barcelona is going to come out of the shadows and stick a K-bar knife into my liver. That girl was so nuts, even Sling Blade was afraid to make fun of her. Seriously. If you've ever dealt with a truly crazy person, you know what I mean. If not, just go look at a picture of Gary Busey and ask yourself, is that a person I want to have a dispute with? And third, perhaps most importantly, if I delve too deeply into the issues of the authentic crazies, I will inevitably run headlong into my own issues. I don't really feel like doing that. No matter how much I may tease or mock some of the girls I sleep with, I can't escape the fact that I am choosing to fuck them. If you stick your dick in someone and then turn around and claim you're better than she is and don't share anything in common with her, well, you're probably just fooling yourself. Right now, I'd prefer to keep fooling myself at least for a little while longer.